This decision will not happen.
An unexpected U-turn from the man who was once the second richest person on the planet. Gautam Adani cancelled a share sale or follow-on public offer after raising $2.5 billion. The business tycoon says it's because stock prices have been fluctuating.
For me, the interest of my investor is paramount and everything is secondary. Hence, to insulate the investors from potential losses, we have withdrawn the FPO.
The Adani Group shares have been in a week-long meltdown. It started when American investment firm Hindenburg Research accused it of, quote, the largest con in corporate history, alleging stock market manipulation and accounting fraud. Hindenburg is a short seller, which bets against stocks and makes money when share prices fall. Adani Group has questioned its motives, calling it a war on India. The report has shattered the group's credibility. Media reports suggest two global lenders are no longer accepting Adani bonds as collateral for loans. India Central Bank is also reportedly asking banks here to give details of their exposure to Adani companies. Opposition parties are demanding a judicial inquiry and a debate in Parliament.
It is the money which hard-working Indians have saved. It's their lifetime saving and their hard work which they've invested for their future.
They say Adani has benefited from his friendship with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The conglomerate has built major infrastructure in India. Last week, it bought the Haifa port in Israel for more than $1 billion. There are growing calls for improving corporate oversight.
You know, Indian conglomerates have, over the last 10 years, have really become global players. And while they have become global players, the regulatory systems in India and let's say and in the US or in Europe, there is a gap. So Indian regulation has to catch up and has to evolve a far more transparent system.
Gautam Adani is no longer Asia's richest person. India's stock market regulator is reportedly examining the cancelled share sale. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.